Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Stop in Kenosha, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 12:50 AM, and the free radio.com app. 670 The Score here, broadcasting live along with us here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd, putting this on. Ryan Horvath started this thing up way early on today at 5 a.m., and I don't even know how they allowed Horvath out of the studio, but I'm glad they did because he deserved it. And then Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman out here 6 to 10, Bill Michaels just wrapped up. He's on his way up to Green Bay for the Lodge Kohler kickoff tonight with everybody's favorite Green Bay Packers quarterback, number 9, Tim Boyle.
Yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock tonight here on the Fan. Make sure to tune into that. It'll be interesting to hear Boyle's side of things in this whole deal as far as what it's like to be a backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, for sure.
Because there was that great piece written on him a few weeks back about all this work he does for Aaron Rodgers and you know, notes and stuff he passes to Aaron Rodgers throughout the week of what to look for and stuff, and does a lot of that game studying film for Aaron to a certain degree. So I'm looking forward to hearing Tim Boyle tonight at 6.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then it is Tim Allen, the franchise, who we're hoping to get out here at the Brot Stop. Now, this dude usually was at the Brot Stop.
He's going to come out here?
He told me he'd swing on through. But
really?
Usually he's here with a guitar playing
on stage
in the Tim Allen band.
Where
so
the score is.
This is, he'll just be over here probably drinking a couple of Pilsners, and Tim's very good at that. So maybe we get Tim Allen out here. But he is on the air tonight, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, against the Memphis Grizzlies as the Bucks go after 17 in a row tonight against Memphis. And not only do big-time superstars get rest days in the NBA, now also 21-year-old rookies get load management days as John Morant.
I was thinking about this. I was going to help you with this, Billy. Want to know why? Because they know they can't win this game. So they're just going to rest them in a game they know they can't compete in.
Sure.
That to me, that's what it is for me.
Their two first-round picks will not play tonight
right.
for Memphis.
So if you're Memphis, you're like, we're not going to win that game regardless if Giannis plays or not. So we're just going to rest them for a game. Probably doesn't want to come to Milwaukee anyhow. So rest them, chill out, everything will be fine. Now, if you're the Bucks, like you said before, do you play Giannis?
Well, you're on the road.
Or is that quad still bothering?
Yeah,
Giannis.
No, the quad's sore now. The quad's sore now. No reason
still
to play.
Still not gonna play.
Yeah, no, he can sit now. Now you're on the road, because now I like it a lot better that you're sitting on the road. But you and I go back and forth on that.
Well, just because from a fan perspective of a team that doesn't have a superstar, this is your one chance to see Giannis when he comes to Memphis, and now if they sit him, he's not gonna play, right? So now that person or family or whatever has to wait to the following year, and then hope he's, you know, still on Milwaukee and so forth when they come back.
Well, make sure your GM drafts a player like Giannis, and then you don't have to worry about it. That's
John
the better Morant's way to do
pretty
it.
Good.
Yeah,
he's not Giannis, but he's pretty good.
414-799-1250 if you want to tell us what you're most confident, concerned, and curious about here as we get ready for Packers and Bears, the 200th meeting of Packers and Bears. Packers lead the all-time rivalry 98-95 as well as 98-95-6. As the Packers are 16-4 in this decade against the Chicago Bears. Gary, when you look at this meeting this weekend, as we start up the 200th meeting from Lambeau, and the Packers can do what the Bears did to them last year and effectively bounce them out of playoff contention with a win this week, what are you most confident the Packers need to do to get a win this weekend?
Well, I think it's got to be, for me, it's got to be about Aaron Rodgers, right? I think you know you're going to get a pass rush. I think he's got to get rid of football. I mean, I think if you look at last couple times that they played, he's been hurt a lot by the Chicago Bears. They're going to get some hits on him. He's got to be to get rid of the football. I don't know if he can hold a football as long as he would like to against his Bears defense. Because if he does, they're going to light him up. So he's got to get rid of the football.
I'm really nervous to see Akiem Hicks back with this Bears team because he's been out for the last 8 weeks. And we talked to Lawrence Holmes yesterday
about
the score. And he's the emotional leader on that defense. I mean, it all starts in the middle and then allowing – because when you're forced to double somebody in the middle, you know this, Gary.
Right.
That plugs up everybody and leaves your two tackles, albeit Bulaga and Bakhtiari having great years, out on an island against Leonard Floyd and Khalil Mack.
Right. No, you're right about it. And so, but you know what? You're going to give that up, right? And then maybe you have a running back come in there and do some work, damage in there. But for the most part, you've got to protect the outside. You got to protect the edges. I think you got to know where Khalil Mack is at all times. But we've talked about this. Leroy talked about this last time they played, right? Five sacks, right, by the Chicago Bears. None by Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
So he helps everybody else, right? Because everybody's sliding. Everybody's paying attention to him. Bulaga and one of those other guys, they're going to get one-on-ones on the outside.
No doubt.
And so they've got to be able to hold up outside. So it's not – It is Khalil Mack, but it's not Khalil Mack.
Well, it's 17 and a half career sacks for Leonard Floyd, over seven of those coming against the Green Bay Packers. So, Sparky, they're going to need to protect both edges, but also in the middle with what Akiem Hicks is able to do is going to be vital for the Packers to slow down this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's no different than any other weekend right now with this Packers offensive line. I think the key is keeping Aaron Rodgers clean and getting Aaron Jones going in the offense. If they slow down Aaron Jones running the football, holding like 35 yards running, and he only gets one catch, Packers could lose this football game. It's very likely that they will lose this football game. If they can't get Aaron Jones going, and Aaron Rodgers has no time to throw because the pass rush is all over him. Those are the two biggest keys to this football game.
Leaping in now.
Do you know anybody other than Aaron Jones?
I said Aaron Rodgers.
You said if they can't get Aaron Jones going, they're going to lose.
That's what the history of the schedule this year says.
Oh, man, that don't mean that.
Leaping into the Brat Stop is Leroy Butler, Leap 36, brought to you by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm, Carlson, Blau, and Clemens. Get the injury settlement you deserve, 414-342-1000.
Are you happy today?
1,000.
I'm happy every day. What's
Junior?
Your name?
Well, every day's a blessing.
I thought you could say Junior.
Well, yeah, God is good.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ask him a question?
Started to.
You but, did. But then what happened?
Well, no, I got to get my sponsor in there. I'm not going to talk over the sponsorship. Ain't that right, Steve?
Yeah.
You talk over everybody else.
I
got to tell you, Leroy, this light here in the Brat Stop, you look like 5 years younger.
Oh, what ain't got nothing to do with no light, man?
Yeah, I think it's the light.
What's wrong with this?
Like the Christmas lights they got up and stuff.
Man, listen. That's Cal Gun. Y'all ever had that Cal Gun?
Take me away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad and they put the light on you because I'd be sweating.
Oil of Olay.
You better go get you some of that Jergens, cuz.
Hey, you know, listening to Frank Winters, I got all excited.
Did you really?
Yeah, I mean, that's my guy. I'm glad he didn't tell any more secrets. This is unprecedented, what's going on here today.
Really?
So much so that I never thought somebody could pull this off. I just asked Mitch how he pulled this off, having to score here.
And but, he just winked at you.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we need to always do. You know, stuff a little bit outside.
Well, I know you
box.
Like this cross-branding.
I really do. I
mean, sell cookbooks.
Yeah. Well, today I'm just promoting the fan. It's on the house.
Well, and also promoting the Green
Well, no, Bay actually, it wasn't on the house because we got paid today direct deposit. I don't know if y'all boys checked y'all accounts.
1201.
Yeah. There you go, Steve. You know what? Today? I was thinking about the history of this, not only the rivalry. You see how I transitioned, Gary?
Loved it.
I like the direct deposit to the rivalry. That's
yeah,
good.
Right.
Only you could do that.
Well, 18-6 against the Bears, they helped him get a lot of direct deposits in his career.
The rivalry,
had those six picks in there, too.
I never really knew what it was about as a rookie. And I told this story yesterday to Noble. Just like, and he played in a lot of them, Gary.
Oh, yeah, number 91, Brian Noble.
Because he crossed over with Gary and
Noble
in the 90s.
He gave you the Forrest Gregg treatment.
He was like, well, how was like Florida State, Miami? I said, oh, boy. He said, well, how was Florida State in Florida? I said, oh, boy. And he said, combine both of them together and ratchet it up times 1,000. And at that time, I hadn't been to Chicago yet.
Hadn't been.
You know, like to drive or to go. It was just, you know, to know it's so close that the Broad Stop is really like the Hatfield and the McCoys, okay? Because in 1986, people went that way, like the Migos, that way, and say, I'm a Bears fan. They're going to win 5 Super Bowls with that group they had.
Should have.
I mean, come on.
Had their coaches not wanted to kill each other, they might have.
And so they only won one, everything broke up, and then around the 90, 94, 95, those same people came back to the Broad Stop and said, you know, I want to be a Packer fan.
Smart people.
But we put up border, like a real border, said, no, you got to stay up there because you crossed over.
So you guys, like, built a wall or something?
No, not necessarily.
They built a wall at Racine because they all came into Kenosha.
We don't build walls. We build bridges.
Okay, good. That's what I like to hear.
Because we want to give you a chance to come on back. And it really was. I just got confused that it was a big deal. It really was. And it really didn't matter about the record. Because the record was, if you're playing Chicago this late in the year or in the beginning, it was a big deal. And for us, around Frankie and, you know, Brett, I remember the Monsoon game. Y'all remember? Steve, you remember that game?
Sure do.
Well, 50 mile an hour.
It was 50 mile an hour winds, raining, and I think Brett played one of his best games. And I'm just thinking, if it wasn't a rivalry game, would it people play in those kind of games? But it just means a lot this week for both teams. And I want to go back to what Steve said. Somebody said it's their Chicago's Super Bowl or something. I saw something about else. You know, my uncle's a Bears fan, by the way. I don't know if I told y'all that.
Sorry for him.
Yeah, I don't
know
how
he texts me.
Where's your uncle from, Leroy?
He's from Jackson. He's a Walter Payton fan.
Oh, well, then that's at Jackson State.
So he texts me and was like, oh, this game, it means more to us and blah. I said, listen, stop, Unc. We're going for a number one seed. Y'all trying to get in the six. So whether you believe it's more important in your locker room.
They can't lose.
I get it.
They got to run the table.
And the Packers can't lose neither.
Not if they're going to get home field.
Right.
Neither.
And don't you want the home field?
Yep.
No doubt about it. Because yes. When we were sitting, Frank was
absolutely
sitting in that seat, he talked about knowing the kind, how vital it was to get teams up into Lambeau. Now you get the Bears
into
Lambeau.
That's right.
And otherwise,
we always went to Dallas.
Otherwise, this would be the last home playoff game. Home game for the Packers if they don't secure the division and secure that number one seed. We're live here at the Broad Stop. Come on down. Enjoy us with Kenosha Subaru, the Subaru Share the Love event.
Now.
January 2nd, it goes through. They're helping us put this thing on along with our man Magic Mitch. 670 the score down here alongside Gary Ellerson, for Badger and Packer running back, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, and now the Broad Stop is a Kenosha staple, historic location.
Yes.
Historic location in Milwaukee, Gary, the Pfister Hotel.
Well, the Pfister has history as well, along with the Mason Street Bar and Grill. Guys, the Pfister has been serving up style with five-star experience for more than 125 years, folks. Check out Blue, the hotel's cocktail lounge on the 23rd floor, or maybe relaxing in a spa. It's more your style. They have an award-winning well spa and salon to experience the Midwest Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's Top Choice and experience and wonder at the Pfister at thepfisterhotel.com. But wait, folks, I got more. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally some of the best steaks you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area. Fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today at MasonStreetGrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel, Restaurant, Bar, and next door, the Mason Street Grill.
So Wendy's Big Show live from the Broad Stop in Kenosha. Thanks to Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share Love event. Putting us on here with Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Touch, the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Broad Stop on the Fan.
You're listening to Broad Bowl One, broadcasting live from the Broad Stop in Kenosha. It's the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
And we got brats down here at the Broad Stop. Gary Ellerson's got a Cajun brat right in front of him. There's a cheddar wurst sitting here right over with some jalapenos on top. And we're talking Packers and Bears as we get ready for Bears and Packers up at Lambeau this week. The 200th meeting between the two clubs, the oldest rivalry in the NFL is back in Week 15. This week, Packers lead the all-time series 98-95-6. And they try to lock up and really lock up their playoff spot. The Packers can clinch a playoff spot this weekend with a win against the Bears and also a loss by the L.A. Rams against the Dallas Cowboys. Now these two teams going in different directions. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer alongside Gary Ellis, the former Badger and Packer running back, Leroy Butler over here as well, and just doing the whole rounds as Leaf 36. So we'll get Leroy's confidence in a few minutes here, but Sparky, when you look at this Packers game, the confidence level for you as a Green Bay Packers fan and seeing what you're going to see at the Mecca, trying to figure out where the Packers' weaknesses going into this game, if that's what it is, or fears going into a game like this, what are you most confident in seeing this weekend for the Packers?
Well, I'm confident that Aaron Jones is going to do something this weekend again. I'm confident that this team is going to come out and run this offense similar to how they ran it last week in the first half. And let's see if they can stop Aaron Jones in the passing game. Let's see if they're ready for a couple Aaron Jones screens. Let's see if they're ready for a couple draws from Aaron Jones. I think it's going to be Aaron Jones times 100 in the first half of this football game for multiple reasons. One, because the numbers say that's normally how this offense works best. Two, because if Aaron Jones is going, that should slow down the pass rush a little bit from getting after Aaron Rodgers, Gary. So I think it helps multiple ways if you can get Aaron Jones going early and often in this game.
I think they'll try. But
the run game was locked up. 13 carries for 39 yards
right.
And these two teams met week
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they'll try, but it ain't going to happen. It's going to be about Rodgers. And am I doing concern? What am I doing?
Confident.
I'm confident. I just lost train of thought.
No, it's good.
Sometimes it happens.
It's all good.
it's sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I mean, that Brock got me messed up.
It is right in front of you. That's why I put mine like 4 feet away. Because you know me, if it was right in front of me, there's no way I'm not eating it right now.
Billy, you're going to get a pass rush, right? They're going to shut the run game down because I think they're good enough. I think that defense can do that. I have never, would never say this in a million years. They're going to force Aaron Rodgers to beat them.
Well,
that's the game plan.
Their game plan is
shut
make
down
Aaron Rodgers
game.
Play quarterback.
Yes, they're going to make Aaron Rodgers play quarterback, bro. That's what they're going to do.
For me, I'm still sitting here saying
I thought
luck.
I would never say that. But yeah. That's what everybody's doing right now. They're going to shut down the run game. They're going to say, okay, Rodgers, go ahead. Now, if you're going to stand there 4 seconds, we're going to get you. Because that's what they're banking on. They're going to play into that Aaron Rodgers 4 seconds, and they're going to go get him. That's what they're banking on. Shut down Aaron Jones, crowd the line, which they can. I happen to think, though, it feels like they can only rush four or go with four and be good up in the front and stop the run game with four. Now, they may sneak
because
a guy
down. Because of the
dudes
down. They have.
Yeah, because of the dudes they
no
got.
Doubt about it.
They may sneak a guy down in there, but still, that's a lot of guys still back in coverage. Now, what does that force Rodgers to do? Read coverages.
But make quick decisions because they can get there with four.
Because they can get
they
there.
They were getting there with three, even especially when Ryan Kerrigan was in the game this
past
weekend.
So I'm confident that they're going to force Rodgers to beat them.
Matt LaFleur talked about it a little bit more this week, not expecting them to drop as many guys as they did this past week, Leroy. And when you're dropping players like that.
Oh, Washington did that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So to see the Packers try to go and attack that this weekend, what do you think is the number one way the Packers are going to be able to get this win this weekend?
Well, if Hicks plays, then they can't slide the line as much because you're really putting your guys at a disadvantage in the interior. I say to me, do any kind of movement. When I was a defensive back and we had these discussions, whenever an offense come out of the huddle and they just line up and then shift or motion, oh, that was easy work. Easy work. But if they came out in one formation, shift to another one, then motion, then that guy gets set again and do a jet sweep, I got to guess now. That's where you get your big plays from.
What are you most concerned seeing out of the Packers this weekend?
Well, obviously, Khalil Mack. I mean, just the idea that he did not have a sack out of the five means that he's due. I mean, the guy is just really amazing. I mean, I know we talked about Leonard Floyd, but 52 is just something that's special because that was the reason why you brought him in for games like this.
Sure.
Okay, you brought him in to make a difference in these kind of games because he can create one-on-ones, give or take. So I'm always concerned anytime. Whenever he drops, it's like a down off. You're helping the Packers if you're putting them in coverage. I would never drop him. He would be like Lawrence Taylor if it was me. Line up wherever you want.
Yeah, 100%.
Go get the quarterback, almost like a Junior Seau type.
Well, and I'm a little bit curious as to why they don't use Khalil. And maybe it's more of just a comfort level for Khalil Mack, but you're seeing the Packers use the Darius Smith all over the line of scrimmage.
Everywhere.
Right?
Line of center.
All over inside.
Wherever the weakness is.
There's none of that really with 52. He's going to line up at one spot. You're going to know where he is, and they're going to attack you, as Gary said, with four and try not to play any games. Just play their game.
Chuck Pagano is one. I mean, those one of those coaches. They're set in their ways. Their system works. They don't want to deviate like that. You know, but most coaches nowadays, each week is a different game plan. My system is the system, but each week I got a different game plan for a different guy. But ultimately, my all pros get a chance to be a part of that, you know, that game plan.
Right.
Like, meet with the coaches and talk about what you like to do.
So, Leroy.
So, that was awesome.
If you're this Packers offense, you've watched the tape, how do you exploit that Bears defense?
Movement.
Where do you find them?
Movement. I'm motioning out Aaron Jones, and I'm going to find out if there's a linebacker or a safety out there. If it's a safety, he's getting the ball. If it's a defensive back, I love 17 on anybody in their secondary.
Anybody.
That means he has no help. If a defensive back follows 33, there's no help. If a linebacker follows him or a safety, there's help somewhere. So now you can look for other opportunities. I will give them so much movement and snap the ball with 3 seconds to go. I'm going to use up all of the clock, moving guys around, pointing, everything, dummy calls, hard count. But, again, the hard count really this year has really hurt the Packers because his guys have jumped off 14 times.
Right.
The opponent has 5 times. But I will still use it because I have to know where the lean-in is coming from.
Well, there are reports out, Leroy, that Rodgers don't like movement. And I remember that I think McCarthy had said that in his interview that, you know, they stay still a lot.
That's
because
exactly
Rodgers prefer to keep everything right there. So, but if you look at LaFleur in that offense,
it's predicated on a lot of movement.
The Rams.
So they got to kind of have a happy medium with that,
That's how the Rams beat Seattle. They did a lot of movement, a lot of play action.
Now, I understand the stress that it puts on a defense, right, under having to trail if you're in man-to-man like that. But to the point of Aaron Rodgers not liking the movement as much, I think it's also a catch-22 because you have to have more movement if you're the L.A. Rams because you're rolling with Jared Goff, who needs that help dissecting the defense in front of him, right?
Sure.
So, like, in that standpoint, I think it somewhat makes sense, but it is also a little bit frustrating when you know that's what builds this offense.
If I know that Devontae Adams is coming out of the huddle and he's the X single time, he never motions or shifts, I can draw a play to stop him.
Right. I'm fascinated.
But if I don't know. They started putting Jerry Rice in the backfield. I said, what is going on?
The Sam Hill.
Yeah, then they motioned him out. I said, wait, hold it. They've taken the West Coast to another level. Then they would put the tight end as the fullback and put Roger Craig at wide receiver. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Now I got to go back to the drawing board. But they would just come out, split backs. Jerry Rice was the Z. Taylor was the X. Brent Jones, tight. I can draw up to stop that.
The person that benefits the most of movement is 17.
Yeah, he does.
So that would be my movement guy. I take him out of X. I motion him inside to the slot. I got Lazard out there as my X. Mm-hmm. I also can use Jimmy Graham as the X. But if you really want to get 17 free, I would have him be the motion guy almost every single time for the matchup that I want.
That's a great point because then also you can see where the double team is leaning.
With that too. And it's tough, and Leroy can speak to this, but now I got 17 in motion, and now he's coming in the slot. I can't press cover him.
Right.
Nope.
I can't get my hands on him. He's got a free release.
Sure.
Got a free release. Now, you know you want to double. You know you want to bracket him. But if you do that, you can see that right away. You know you got one-on-one with Lazard. You know you got something somewhere else. So if that's the game plan, I mean, that's how they're going to do it. I just think the Packers, the Bears are going to say Aaron Rodgers, beat us. Aaron Jones, you are not going to beat us.
There's one part of that makes me curious into how this game plays out this weekend. We talked about Akeem Hicks going back into the Bears lineup as he returns off of the IR after about 8 weeks. He's expected to be back for about 20 to 30 plays coming up this weekend for the Bears, but also they have two main injuries that might be able to free up Aaron Jones. Get into that next year on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha here. And also Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and I will be live out at Walmart tomorrow over on Highway 100 from 11 to 2.
Highway 100 and Walmart does a great job of doing toy collections all over the country for different organizations, and they're going to be doing another one coming up this Saturday morning, actually, tomorrow morning from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Baby Tosh will be out there. I'll be out there at the Walmart on Highway 100 in Layton, right down the street from the radio station, not that far. Come on
toys,
over.
Collect
awesome.
Toys.
Yep. Make sure to drop off a new toy.
And also bring some snacks.
What?
Just one or two snacks would be nice.
We're making an appearance. Right? He's asking me fit on an appearance.
Snacks.
What in the world is going on?
I'm just asking. Like,
man,
this guy brings me some candy pecans or whatever. We had a bunch of people down at the toy drive wanted to bring in some
pies.
Of their pies.
Well, yeah, we're having to the pies.
Whatever you got, just, bring something like that. Yeah, whatever did happen
we're
to
having to the pies.
Hey, I wonder what happened to the pies.
Yeah, what happened to the pies?
Oh, that's interesting. The pies are all gone.
Yeah, we're
just talk
pie.
About Uptown Motors before we get on this pie
tangent. Let the pie thing go. Allegedly, they were there, and you guys – I heard you guys took your own pie. Y'all trying to
I know.
Up.
Somebody else took the pies. I don't know
somebody took
the pies.
I don't know exactly where those pies ended up going.
I don't understand why y'all keep looking at the same person. UptownMotors.com. Now, I'll tell you who didn't get it. It wasn't Uptown Ford. They did not get the
pies. No, they did not take the pies. No, they did not take the pies.
Hey, guys, listen. I got down here safely and sound.
That's good.
Through the construction, going through Oak Creek,
Racing.
Oakwood, Racine, Kenosha. And I was driving the 2020 Explorer, the new redesign.
Ooh.
Because, again, I think people missed. When you're driving an SUV, the first thing you think about is miles per gallon. Tomorrow, I got a couple tours tomorrow. I got a big day tomorrow. I got to do a lot of driving tomorrow. I'm going up to Green Bay early to do a couple tours. Coming back, going over to see Rob, Waukesha Sports Cards.
Oh, that's right.
And in Brookfield.
Brookfield Square Mall.
So I'm going to be in my nice Explorer,
what
guys.
What time is that signing at?
That's from 4 to 6, 4 p.m. to 6 o'clock. But I tell you what, if you go over to Highway 100 and Mayfair Road and go to Uptown Ford, just go up in there and say, hey, Leroy Butler told me that the F-150 is America's best-selling truck for over 25 years. Let me test drive one. You got the new 2020s out yet? Let me have this one. If you get it this month, you get a special gift. Now, think about that. Every place you go to buy these cars, they don't give you anything. They take your money and just wait. We got another sucker. He's gone. But not there, guys. Or you can go online, UptownMotors.com. Tell them when you're available to go test drive a vehicle. But do it today. UptownMotors.com. Or you can just go over there, UptownFord.com.
While the Bears also improved their defense with one addition, two big subtractions could allow the Packers' running game to get off. We'll get into that next. It's Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha, thanks to Kenosha Subaru.
The Bucks are exceeding even the highest expectations. There's only one place to talk Bucks basketball before and after the game. Talk Bucks basketball after every game with Baby Tausch on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's a nightmare. Big presentation, big client, and that's when your AV system fails. It's not only embarrassing, it may have cost you some business. For over a decade, ABC Audio Video has been designing and installing conference room AV systems and digital signage that you can count on. From small business to some of the area's largest companies, ABC Audio Video does more than design and install great AV. They deliver peace of mind. ABCAudioVideo.com.
ABC Audio Video.
This is Tom Gordy with the Tom Gordy Allstate Agency in Brookfield. The kindness in our community always impresses me, but never surprises me. This year's Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan's annual toy drive to benefit Children's Wisconsin was great. Thank you. That's why a number of our local agents are so proud to be participating sponsors. The Tom Gordy Agency would like to wish you and your family a very happy and safe holiday season. Allstate Insurance. You're in good hands. We'll see you next year's toy drive.
Attention Duluth Trading Store customers. Would the owner of the illegally parked reindeer please move your mammals? We need all available spots for shoppers loading up on men's and women's workwear. There's room on the roof for your sleigh. Just just be sure to clean up after your creatures. This weekend, take the grunt work out of gifting with 30% off all purchases at the Duluth Trading Store in Port Washington and Waukesha.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today or order through the Wendy's app and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Listen to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show tomorrow morning from 10 to noon. Craig Hazy, head basketball coach at Arrowhead, is this week's special in-studio guest. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to Brought Bull One, broadcasting live from the Brought Stop in Kenosha. It's the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, broadcasting live from the Brought Stop down here in Kenosha. Thanks to Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd for helping us be down here. 670 The Score, broadcasting live along with us here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. A lot more to get to. We'll answer your fantasy football questions coming up at 4, but right now, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with his film reviews that you find at BenFennel_NFL. Had a couple of bombshell ones. Had a little bit of audio. We like that. He debuts and showcases his audio abilities when he joins us here on Fridays. Ben Fennel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ben, appreciate the time as always, man.
It's always a pleasure to hop on with you guys. And every now and then I'll throw some audio on my breakdown for some extra context. But mostly it's just talking with you guys on Fridays.
Now, Ben, you did make a lot of noise with the conversations about Aaron Rodgers sparking up this week and the type of play that you saw from number 12. What was the most concerning thing you saw from 12's play against Washington this weekend?
Well, I thought the play that I put up was just a perfect microcosm for the whole Aaron Rodgers kind of conversation and just his whole propensity to hold the ball for bigger plays, playing without a structure. And, you know, let's just say on that particular play that he took a sack on third down, let's say he ran for 20 yards. And I'm just trying to put that thought process into people's minds that in the quarterback room, he would get a negative. Why? Because that's not his job to play out of structure. When there are answers to defensive problems built through the design and through the structure of the play, it's his job as the quarterback to execute that play. And I thought that play in particular, there were guys open, the play concept worked, and it was the perfect picture of Aaron Rodgers deciding to hold the ball and either run, play out of structure, play improvisationally, and that's not his job.
Well, now, the Aaron Rodgers apologists would tell you that that is what those kind of plays is what made Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers. So what do you say to that?
Well, and he's blessed us with plays out of structure for the last 10 years, and he's earned the right to play out of structure up until about 2 or 3 years ago that he's turning 33, 34 years old, now coming off a knee injury, now 36 years old. If you want to have success late into your career, you don't play out of structure. You play from the pocket, you play with your mind, you play with your experience, and you play with the most gifted right arm on the planet, which I feel like he still has. So I just feel like he needs to play more within structure. He's not the same player that he once was, and I feel like the plays that he's blessed us with out of structure in combination to his Super Bowl win, he's developed immunity to be criticized as a quarterback. And I just want to pull everybody back in to say, you know what, Aaron Rodgers is talented, but he's not void of criticism, and he's not a perfect player. And I think plays like the ones I put on Twitter are perfect snapshots to say, you know what, he's a talented player, but he could still improve.
Ben Fennel, if you were scripting up how to beat the Chicago Bears defense this week, how would you go about attacking that defense? Would it be all about Aaron Jones?
Well, you know my game plan on a week-to-week basis. I don't think you can give that guy enough touches in a game, and I would love to establish the run on early down and then work in the play action and involve the running backs into the pass game and really contain that Chicago Bears pass rush, whether that's Khalil Mack or Leonard Floyd. And that seems to be my recipe each week, a balanced offensive attack, establish the run, and don't get yourself into third and medium and third and long situations where they're going to pin their ears back and give Aaron Rodgers trouble.
Talking with Ben Fennell here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. And Ben, trying to establish that run, I think, might be a little bit easier this week than in week one when the Bears were at their full complement. Now, I know they'll get Akeem Hicks back this week, somewhat maybe in a limited fashion as he comes back his first game back returning. But they're also without now Roquan Smith, done for the year with a pectoral injury, and also done for the year is Danny Trevathan. How much easier with those two inside backers down do you think it will be for the Packers to try to establish that run game?
Well, Roquan Smith is one of the more electric, explosive linebackers in the NFL, and he's a guy that can make plays out to the numbers from sideline to sideline. So not having him on the field, I think, is definitely an advantage for the Packers. But I think this is a huge game for the interior offensive line to get back on schedule, and especially facing an Akeem Hicks style of player that's an all-pro level of defensive tackle, and it was a blessing to not have to face him in week one. So I think Billy Turner, Corey Lindsley, and the rookie Elton Jenkins really need to step up this week and make sure Akeem Hicks doesn't ruin the game.
Now, there's a flip-flop of Steve's questions. If you were the Bears, how would you go about beating the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I want to do what I can to keep the linebackers on the field and involved, whether that's Blake Martinez or B.J. Goodson. So that's,
right.
Adding to the field multiple tight ends, maybe some two-back sets, and trying to find matchups, maybe with Tariq Cohen against Blake Martinez or David Montgomery against B.J. Goodson, and trying to exploit those guys in space. They're not the most athletic players. They have some liabilities, covering out of the backfield. So if I was the Chicago Bears, I would definitely look at Tariq Cohen in particular and try to isolate him on offense against our linebackers.
Bears defense to the Packers offense?
Well, I think the main thing is the Bears defense needs to stop the run. And then you get Aaron Rodgers in third and medium, third and long, and then you can pin your ears back and really get after the passer. But if you establish the run and have a balanced attack and you get into manageable situations on a drive-to-drive basis, it becomes really tough to attack the Packers' offense. And I think LaFleur's done a really good job for most of the season in calling a balanced game plan.
Would you ever thought a day where basically you, and this is kind of what I said, so I don't want to put words in your mouth. I said you've got to force Aaron Rodgers to beat you. You've got to stop Aaron Jones and make Aaron Rodgers beat you. Were you ever thought of the day when that would be there where you said, okay, Rodgers got to win this game for us?
And that was kind of my thought process to start the year, in that Aaron Rodgers used to be the worst quarterback in the NFL to blitz because he had snap decision making, laser arm, he had a snap delivery, and you didn't want to blitz this guy. But all of a sudden this year, adding pressure to Aaron Rodgers gets him to drop his eyes, and he wants to solve problems with his legs. And he's just not that quarterback anymore. And just to your point, it's just crazy that we're at this stage of the Green Bay Packers in 2019 that if you had to choose between Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers, we almost want to play Aaron Rodgers instead. And it's just almost, a crazy thought in Packer fandom and in Green Bay circles to think Aaron Rodgers is the liability on this offense. But that really is where we are in 2019. If I had to choose Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Jones, I'm going after Aaron Rodgers.
That is just such a strong word, too. Liability. That's the toughest word. That word, I don't know how strong it is. I mean, it says a lot.
It does.
It's a strong word. Joining us now here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, talking Packers football, Ben Fennell. You follow his film breakdowns of the Green Bay Packers online at BenFennell_NFL.
Hey, Ben, I wanted to look at more of the explosion plays, plays over 25 or 30 yards to the Green Bay Packers. They give up a lot of those, more than worst in the league. But for some reason, they're 10-3. How do you explain that? I mean, because they never played a lot of Hall of Fame or Pro Bowl quarterbacks for whatever reason. But they just just tend to win. Do you just chalk it up as Ben don't break defense? Or can you say they're just number, top five or six or red zone defense? That's what really counts.
Yeah, you know, and it's a bend but don't break defense to a T. And, you know, trying to create turnovers, be an opportunistic defense, getting after opposing quarterbacks. And, yeah, if you allow some chunk plays or some third down conversions, can you tighten up in the red zone? And that's been the Packers' defense most of the season. But when you start to look at the victim list, Dwayne Haskins, rookie, Daniel Jones, rookie, Kyle Allen starting in his second year, Joe Flacco kind of on the way out. It's really not an impressive list of quarterbacks that the Green Bay Packers have played. So as we start to get later in the season and we're starting to see Trubisky and we're going to see the Minnesota Vikings again and Kirk Cousins, I want this defense to start to, you know, really pull the reins back on some of the better quarterback play in the NFL, because when you start to look at some of these wins, they're really not that impressive on paper.
Let's talk a little bit about Trubisky, since you went there and said maybe these wins weren't all that impressive. How much has he changed? How much has that offense changed since the first time they played him?
You know, it's tough to say. They've had a lot of offensive line issues this year that really prevented them from establishing the run, and they've been pretty one-dimensional, and they've been behind in a couple games, and Mitch Trubisky is like Alex Smith. You know, he's not really going to hurt you, but he's not going to win a lot of games from behind. And the second you get behind the chains or you get behind two scores and you ask Mitch Trubisky to be a superhero and put the team and the offense on his back, that's not the type of quarterback he is. And I think we really saw that from the Chicago Bears through the first half of the season, that Mitch Trubisky really isn't that superhero franchise quarterback, put the team on his back type of player. It doesn't mean he doesn't have ability. It doesn't mean he's not athletic. It doesn't mean he doesn't have a strong arm. He's really a product of the system. And not to say he's a game manager is a negative thing, because you know what? Every coach wants a game manager. But Mitch Trubisky doesn't have a lot of elite qualities. And I think once they start establishing the run, getting healthy with their skilled players, trying to find some continuity with that offensive line and playing much better defense, you see the Chicago Bears team that's really, you know, played pretty well the past couple weeks on a three-game winning streak, having won four of the last five games, and they're really one of the hotter teams in the NFL right now.
Fenn Fennell, you go into Lambeau this weekend. If you're the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, how do you see it playing out in front of us on Sunday?
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think the Packers are going to sneak it out 17-16.
There we go. That's a clean under. Ben, I love that kind of advice that you
Clean.
Give people. Love that kind of advice you give people here. Fridays here on the Wendy's Big
Clean
Show. Also at Bill, Ben Fennell underscore NFL on Twitter, where you follow the film breakdowns. Ben, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, all
Thanks,
right?
Thanks, Ben.
Always a pleasure, guys.
That's Ben Fennell joining
like
us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Like him, too. He's
like that
platinum.
Guy.
If you guys are looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Common sense would also tell you to go to Sight and Sound Solutions and sign up for some DirecTV.
No doubt about it. I've been with DirecTV now for several years, thanks to Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions, and they got their Black Friday special still going. This is what you get. AT&T and DirecTV. For as low as $99 a month, TV and internet. Choice package for your DirecTV. Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch your good baseball team play. Watch a good basketball team play, right? Plus, you get NBA League Pass for the remainder of the year at no cost. And their Black Friday special. You get a $100 Visa gift card, a free HD TV, or a free Blu-ray player. Two of those three for free if you call Al at Sight and Sound Solutions today. But wait for it. They can do even more for you. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. And as an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Would you rather call a 262 number? Talk to the local guy, Al, my guy, that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years? Of course you would. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. Call right now.
We're live down here at the Brot Stop in Kenosha off Highway 50 and I-94
K-Town.
East. Hanging out with 670 The Score and some Bears fans, a bunch of Packer fans watching the broadcast. We got Leap 36, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tosh. We're out here till 6 here on The Fan.
You're listening to Brot Bull 1, broadcasting live from the Brot Stop in Kenosha. It's the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
Welcome back. It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh out here at the Brot Stop in Kenosha, Highway 50. It's K-Town, Brot Bowl 1, and What does that mean? That means the score is here from Chicago up here in Wisconsin State Lines. And we're here, 105.7 FM, the fan. They're on the big stage. We're by the bar. And a lot of Bears fans
I
here.
I prefer to be by the bar, if now, I can be honest.
Do you think they put us over here? That was the determining factor. Where does Billy want to be?
Well, makes sense.
And our promotions guy, Will, said probably closer to the bar.
Closer to the bar.
So that's where that's why we got set up
And
over
also,
here.
If you guys didn't notice, behind our curtain, we got three of these ATMs that you press, and then it has the bonuses that help you just have money spit out at you.
Oh, is that what you're calling ATMs?
Yeah, it's basically an ATM.
That's not how it's worked for me.
Is that not how they play?
That's not illegal.
I've never got money. Hello. I've never got money back from that type of ATM.
Oh, no, here. I'll do it. We'll do a social experiment next break.
Well, Tim Allen's on his way out here. He knows all about it.
I don't want that. I'm jealous of that Admiral jersey.
You like that?
It says Bailey Towson on the back.
Dang you right, baby.
John Greenberg. I need one to say Leaf 36.
Well, and it's Brat Bowl 1.
I saw Wojo, though. Wojo got me.
Wojo's going to help you out. Wojo's going to get you one.
Yeah.
But we say it's Brat Bowl 1. We got, you know, the score and the fan here. Bears-Packers this weekend. It's also
Yeah, I'm going Admirals over there to talk to those guys in about 30
Wolves
minutes.
This weekend, a home and home. So we'll take on the Chicago Wolves tonight, send them Packers.
Hate them.
And then beat them again tomorrow down in Chicago.
Can't
this fan's got a light-up Packers sweatshirt. See, you're talking about Packers fans. We got the better gear, though. Look at this. Light-up sweater. We got my man Nolan over here who listens to us each day from school. I can level with him. I was very similar to that. And we got Beer Count Kenny out here knocking down some Pilsners. So what's better than this?
I bet you 50 cents. To a dollar, he ain't gonna remember none of this tomorrow. He ain't gonna know none of this, Steve. He ain't.
Well, if he was up with Bart early at 7 a.m., then maybe not. I mean, that would,
oh yeah, he on
that would be a long day.
Yeah,
Leroy, he's a vet, man. He'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. He may be. Yeah, you're right.
He's
I like them shoes.
Don't worry about him. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be okay. I think he'll be able to.
I want that sweater though. I want to wear that. That wouldn't be an ugly sweater though.
Yeah, it would
that
be.
Sweater is nice.
That is a sweet one. I mean,
a
it's got
a sweater that lights up.
It's got like
up.
The whole field on it, like the whole stands behind it. That is a sweet one.
Any
no
sweater that lights up is an ugly sweater.
You think so?
Any
Not
sweater.
When it's a Packer thing. I've never seen that before.
Neither have I.
So would you? The real question is, if it's would you wear it?
Yeah, of course. If anything Packer
Notice
related,
how Gary, he couldn't look at any of us when he said that.
I'm not wearing anything that light up like that. Man, trying to get electrocuted. I ain't trying to get electrocuted by
no,
nothing.
No, they
anything.
Give us stuff like that when you're a senior, so you can find you.
No, I ain't trying to get anything
those
that,
are
that light up. You man, right. trying to get electrocuted.
You're not gonna get electrocuted. It's by batteries.
Yeah, you can get electrocuted. You seen them things go off, man?
No.
You seen them things? What them things? They be sucking on the them things light up in your pocket and stuff. They be smoker and stuff.
You talking about the vape?
They talking about easy.
Yeah, I mean them things
like
blow
a vape.
Up in your pocket.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not putting no batteries in my pocket or nowhere on me.
Nowhere, those are fine. All you gotta do is press the button and.
Nah, man, that thing's short out, man. Them things burn your whole side up, Leroy.
No, they don't.
I see them do it, cuz.
No.
That's
different.
No.
That's
They're
different.
Incredible, though.
Where Anna Elise at? She here?
Who?
Okay, keep going.
Wendy's Big Show live out here.
Who
he
said?
Hit the hot button. Hit the hot button.
Come on, Mike, Bob. Yeah.
Who's over there? Who?
Jeff Orlowski.
Orlowski, hit the hot button. You hear?
Hurry up.
Yeah, he don't know where it
he
is.
He doesn't know where
You know where it is?
I know where it is. It's in the upper left corner, but it's all good. Don't worry
about it. Gary's going to say 17 of them. The end of the
I already did. The Miskum.
Our fans love that. We just met some of our callers. I like that the callers come down and see us.
You know what I don't like, though? I mean, I like everybody and stuff, but I don't like the guy that with the strong handshake guy. I'm too old for that, man.
You know what? You
don't like strong.
It's a firm handshake.
Man.
So you're
trying to hurt
me
my
come
hand,
in limp
wrist.
No, don't come in limp, but you don't have to try to squeeze the blood out of my hand, because.
Well, because there was always that one guy that would come in. Try
right.
to make a statement.
We just had one. I mean, I can go now if I need to, but.
No, we used to have limp hand
Where
dad.
Are you
going to
go?
Limp hand
huh?
Where are you going
to
go?
I can squeeze back if I want to. I took my medication today.
I don't think you can say squeeze back on the radio, but
squeeze
you said,
back.
Hey,
I took my medication today, Steve.
When I feel all right, Ross,
I can
strong?
Squeeze back, yeah. cuz.
Now, what about 5:30?
Huh?
5:30.
Man, will somebody please hit this hot button? When I first
what do you mean by 5:30?
You still be able to squeeze back 5:30?
Oh, yeah. It go for like 48 hours or so.
Oh, you got strong stuff.
Yeah. I see when Chuck Freeman all the time.
But like 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I see Chuck Freeman. I see Chuck Freeman all the time.
Leave Chuck alone. Yeah.
Huh?
When I first met, that's three hums we missed. When I first met, 66, right?
Ray Nitschke. Ray Nitschke. Oh, he's another one, right, Leroy?
He has some big, he got big hands now.
Big mix.
So, you know, I'm being respectful. I ain't trying to. Gary make a good point. I do meet guys that try to crack your knuckles.
Yeah, break your hand off like guy. They want to be tough guy, strong guy. You know,
he shakes your hand and gives you straight eye contact. And he just shaking his head. Yeah, I like the way you play. Still got my hand. Squeezing it. I'm on one knee now.
That's a class act.
With a cigar in his mouth.
I'm like.
Or a drink in his hand in the bar when I went around him back in the day.
Mr. Nitschke, let go of my hand. He just keeps shaking his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, he's squeezing.
And
he's
grinning.
My knuckles are all on top of each other.
He's a big dude, too. He was a small dude, man.
And he was just the nicest guy.
Dude,
you know what I wanted to talk to him about with The Longest Yard?
Yeah, that movie.
Because his friends, all of his buddies were in that movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
You never
movie.
Saw that one. Not you the one with Adam Sandler now. The one with Burt Reynolls.
And Ray Nitschke.
I didn't
see the first one.
Did you see
Longest Yard?
I didn't see the first one, no.
You saw the one with Chris Rock and Adam Sandler.
Yeah, right.
That one was more comical.
No.
Right.
The one with Ray Nitschke in them was classic.
Tracy Morgan should have got an Academy Award.
Should have got.
Because he's a cheerleader.
I
love Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
Tom Hanks is my favorite of all time.
How did we get here?
But Tracy Morgan is my top five actors of all time. Tracy Morgan.
How about that?
I like Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan definitely needed a Harry's razor to clean up before he played
that
one.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, don't forget Tom Kesnick, Fantasy Football.
I hope he did a good move, Steve.
He's coming up next. Use the hashtag BigFantasy. Tweet it at 1057FM, the fan, or dial it up now if you want to get on hold for Tom Kesnick next. Fantasy Football 414-799-1250, the godfather of fantasy up ahead. We talk about Harry's razors, perfect gift for your dad, your uncle, your brother, your son, if he's old enough to shave. Harry's razor, it's beautiful. A gift that's both thoughtful and practical. I've been using mine, and I love it. Nice, comfortable glide, right? Nice, smooth shave to go along with it. Love mine. You'll love yours, too. Listeners of the Big Show can get $5 off any shave set by using code SPARKY at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th. That's Monday, if you're not paying attention. It's a practical gift that he'll use, backed by a 100% quality guarantee, but he's not going to need to use it because he's going to love it. Holiday sets for Harry's Razor start at just $20. That's within the Secret Santa limits. And check this out. 1% of each sale will be donated to charitable organizations. As a special offer for fans of the Big Show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including your limited edition holiday sets when you enter Sparky at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry shaving set comes with a weighted handle with an option to engrave. So you could say, Billy, shave. 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code SPARKY at harrys.com. That's SPARKY.
It's playoff time, so we'll get your fantasy questions answered next. The godfather of fantasy football, Tom Kesnick, joins the Wendy's Big Show next year. We're live at the Brot Stop, 414-799-1250 at 105.7 FM. The Fan, use the hashtag BigFantasy to get your question answered next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.